After sunset, Jesus and the disciples were sitting around the table. During the meal, Jesus said,
"I have something hard but important to say to you. One of you is going to hand me over to the conspirators who want to kill me."
They were stunned and then began to ask one after another, "It isn't me, is it, Master? It isn't me, is it, Master? It isn't me, is it, Master?" Jesus answered,
"The one who hands me over is one I eat with daily, one who passes me food at the table. In one sense, the Son of Man is entering into a way of treachery well marked by the scriptures. No surprises here. In another sense, that man who turns him in is the traitor to the Son of Man. Better to never have been born than to do this."
In the course of their meal, having taken and blessed the bread, he broke it and gave it to them. Then he said,
"Take, this is my body."
Taking the chalice, he gave it to them, thanking God, and they all drank from it. He said,
"This is my blood, God's new covenant poured out for many people. I'll not be drinking wine again until the new day when I drink it in the kingdom of God."
They sang a hymn and then went directly to the Mount of Olives.
They came to an area called Gethsemane. Jesus told the disciples,
"Sit here while I pray."
He took Peter, James, and John with him, and he plunged into a sinkhole of dreadful agony. Jesus said,
"I feel bad enough right now to die. Stay here, keep vigil with me."
Jesus fell to the ground and prayed for a way out.
"Father, Papa, you can get me out of this, can't you? Take this cup away from me. But please, not what I want, but what do you want?"
Jesus came back and found his disciples sound asleep. He said to Peter,
"Simon, you went to sleep on me. Can't you stick it out with me a single hour? Stay alert. Be in prayer so you don't enter the danger zone without even knowing it. Don't be naive. Part of you is ready, but part of you is a lazy dog sleeping by the fire."
Jesus then went back and prayed the same prayer. Returning, he found his disciples asleep again, and he found them sound asleep, and they had no plausible excuse. Jesus came back a third time and said,
"Are you going to sleep all night? No, time's up. The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let's get going. My betrayer has arrived." No sooner were the words out of his mouth when Judas, one of the 12, showed up, and with him a gang of ruffians sent by the high priests and religious leaders, brandishing swords and clubs. The betrayer had a signal.
"The one I kiss, he's the one. Seize him. Make sure he doesn't get away."
He went straight to Jesus and said,
"Rabbi,"
and kissed him. The others then grabbed him and roughed him up and led him to the chief priest.
There, the high priests and religious leaders were gathered to question Jesus. They looked for evidence against him by which they could sentence him to death. People stood up and made false charges against Jesus, but nothing added up, and they ended up canceling each other out. In the middle of it all, the chief priest blurted out,
"Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?"
"Yes, I am. And you will see it for yourself." The chief priest lost his temper. Ripping his clothes, he yelled,
"Did you hear that? After that, do we need witnesses? You heard the blasphemy. Are you going to stand for it?"
They condemned him, one and all. The sentence? Death. They blindfolded Jesus and hit him, saying, "Who hit you? Prophesy." The guards, punching and slapping, took him away to stand before Pilate.
At dawn's first light, Jesus was led to Pilate's court with the high priests accusing him. Pilate asked him,
"Are you king of the Jews?"
"If you say so."
The high priest let loose a barrage of accusations.
Pilate asked again,
"Aren't you going to answer to anything?"
Still, Jesus said nothing, and Pilate was impressed. It was the custom of the Passover feast to release a prisoner, anyone the people asked for. There was one prisoner called Barabbas who had committed a murder during an uprising against Rome. Pilate anticipated the crowd's request to ask for a prisoner to be released and said,
"Do you want me to release the king of the Jews to you?"
But the high priest had whipped up the crowds for Barabbas.
"What do you want me to do with the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked.
"Nail him to a cross."
"But for what crime?"
"Nail him to a cross."
And Pilate gave the crowd what they wanted, set Barabbas free, and turned Jesus over for whipping and crucifixion.
After whipping him, the guards brought Jesus to Golgotha, which means Skull Hill. They offered him a painkiller, but he didn't take it, and they nailed him to a cross. They divided up his clothes and threw dice to see who would get what.
They nailed Jesus at 9 a.m. with his charge, King of the Jews, printed on a board above him. There was a criminal on his right and left. People jeered at him in mock lament. "If you're really God's son, save yourself. Come on down off that cross."
The high priests were having a great time mixing it up with the crowd. "He saved others, but he can't save himself. What kind of a Messiah is that? Let him climb down from there. We'll all be believers then."
At noon, the sky became dark, extremely dark, for 3 hours. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out loudly,
my God, why have you abandoned me?"
Someone got Jesus a sponge soaked in sour wine and offered it to him, saying, "Let's see if Elijah comes to save him."
But Jesus, with a loud cry, gave his last breath. At that moment, the temple curtain ripped right down the middle. When the Roman captain, standing guard in front of him, saw that he had died, he said, "This must be the Son of God."
Must cry.